Colorado Commissioners Spar Over PS Cause Markets Plus Choice, written by Elaine Goodman and read by an automated voice. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission will soon decide whether to allow Public Service Company of Colorado to join SPP's Markets Plus, but commissioners on July 23 had differing views on whether the move would be in the public interest. A decision is now expected during the commission's July 30 meeting. In addition to seeking CPUC approval to join Markets Plus, the utility is also asking to recover costs associated with joining Markets Plus through the Electric Commodity Adjustment Tariff. Markets Plus has been in a heated battle for participants with CAISO's Extended Day Ahead Market, or EDAM. During the July 23 meeting, Commission Chair Eric Blank said he'd vote to approve PSCA's application. He sees the company's participation in Markets Plus as a way to integrate Colorado's two balancing authorities, run by PSCo and the Western Area Power Administration, or WAPA. WAPA's Rocky Mountain region intends to join SPP's RTO West. Blank also sees value in joining Markets Plus related to resource adequacy, greenhouse gas accounting, and wholesale market price transparency. Those benefits don't necessarily show up in production cost modeling used to assess the day-ahead market, he said. I can't support denying the application and doing nothing, Blank said. In my view, we just need to keep the funding in place and to keep pushing the two Colorado balancing authorities together on the operational side as best we can. Commissioner Megan Gilman said she was concerned that the benefits of joining Markets Plus wouldn't outweigh the costs. Cumulative net costs are expected to be around $30 million by 2031, she said. Blank argued that the amount was small relative to the utility's overall spending in areas such as wildfire mitigation, distribution system upgrades, and capital expenditures. Why are you relying on a couple million dollars here versus there given the bigger issues at stake here? He said. But Gilman didn't seem convinced. This decision should stand on its own, she said. If we're entering a market, it should be because it provides net benefits to Colorado consumers. And I am just not seeing that represented appropriately in the evidentiary record. In terms of resource adequacy, Markets Plus will require participants to join Western Power Pool's Western Resource Adequacy Program, or RAP. Gilman said PSCo could choose to join RAP without joining Markets Plus. In evaluating the resource adequacy concerns, I am not sure where that leads to Markets Plus being the only solution, and it certainly is an expensive solution, she said. RTO implications. Looming over the discussion was Senate Bill 72 of 2021, which requires electric utilities that own and control transmission facilities to join an organized wholesale market by 2030. The bill defines an organized wholesale market as an RTO or ISO. Commissioner Tom Plant said projections show that through 2042, the expected benefits of joining Markets Plus would exceed costs by about $17 million. But from now until 2030, when utilities are required to join an RTO, that doesn't come out positive, Plant said. There are expenses that must be paid whether or not PSCo stays in Markets Plus, he said, along with around $13 million for software that might not be transferable to a different market. Direct cost benefits between now and when we are supposed to join an organized wholesale market seem to be clearly underwater, he said. Complicating matters is that PSCo could file a petition for a waiver from the RTO requirement as allowed under SB 72, a move some commissioners are expecting. If you deny this petition to join Markets Plus, I just think work on integrating the two balancing authorities in Colorado ends, Blank said to his fellow commissioners. Governance, GHG accounting. PSCo, an Xcel Energy subsidiary, filed its request to join Markets Plus in February. PSCo is seeking recovery of about $2 million in Phase 1 costs through the Electric Commodity Adjustment Tariff. Cost recovery would also include Phase 2 expenses, consisting of about $14 million in administrative fees during the first 5 years of market operations and about $13 million to $15 million for technology upgrades. The CPUC held an evidentiary hearing on the matter on May 27 to 28. PSCo said it was drawn to Markets Plus because of its independent governance, GHG emissions tracking and accounting system, and benefits overall and in relation to costs relative to the other markets studied, including EDAM. But a study commissioned by the Environmental Defense Fund said PSCo would receive millions of dollars more in annual benefits from participating in EDAM rather than Markets Plus.